learners, so far in this module, we have covered concept of plagiarism, importance and consequences of plagiarism. We have also covered why do we plagiarize and different types of plagiarism. Now, to understand it more practically, we will discuss few case studies related to plagiarism. Now, let us take first case. Now, what happened in this case? A CSIR scientist having fabricated fake data in 7 papers were retracted by the journals, and this news was flashed on July 16, 2014. 7 papers of CSIR scientist having fake data were retracted, and among them, first 3 papers were published in PLOS One. And you know, PLOS One is a very reputed journal, and these 3 papers were published online on April 17, October 1 and October 8, 2012 respectively. The other 4 papers, that were 2 retracted, and they were published in the Journal of Hazardous Material on June 15, 2013, in Chemosphere in November 2012, and the other 2 papers in the Journal of Petroleum and Environmental Biotechnologies, and these were published on August 21 and November 29, 2013. In another case, a doctoral thesis was rejected on charge of plagiarism, and this news was flashed on May 20, 2012. And what happened in this case? The University of Madras has rejected the research scholar's doctoral thesis on charge of plagiarism and has banned the student from re-registering for the degree at the university. In another case, 2 professors were found guilty of plagiarism, and this news was flashed on March 4, 2014. What happened? In this case, 2 professors from zoology department working at an Ahmednagar-based college affiliated to the University of Pune have been stripped of their status as a PhD guide, and even 2 increments have been stopped after they were found guilty of plagiarism. This professor has allegedly lifted some content from a research paper published in 2012 by a professor attached to Pune's premier Agarkar Institute's professor and used them in their own research papers. A departmental inquiry was ordered in 2012 by the Board of College and University Development following Head Division of Animal Sciences at Agarkar Institute approached the university and registered a complaint against these 2 professors. After he found out that some contents of his research paper was lifted by the 2 professors and they were used in their own research papers. So this was the case. So in another case, co-author of retracted stem cell papers commits suicide, and this news was flashed on August 5, 2014. The controversy over a high-profile stem cell finding by Japanese and Boston scientists that was retracted took a tragic turn when a Japanese scientist who co-authored the work committed suicide. The Japanese news report said, according to the Japanese Times, Yoshiki Sasai hanged himself at the research center where he worked and left 2 suicide notes and 3 other notes. One was addressed to Haruko Obokata, the young scientist who led the work and has been accused of scientific misconduct by Japan's Riken Institute. where she is now trying to repeat the experiment. So, dear learners, can you imagine how detrimental it could be, whether you do it intentionally or unintentionally? You never know what's going on in someone's mind. So it may be dangerous to that level also. So let us see the next case. In this, the Management Development Institute suspended professor on plagiarism, and this news was published on August 22, 2013. And what happened in this case? The HRD Ministry allegation that Management Development Institute's associate professor had plagiarized from a secret expenditure finance committee note and later claimed copyright over it has resulted in widespread action. That fellow has been put under suspension by MDI, and Howard University has promised to carry out an investigation and take appropriate action. Howard comes into the picture as that fellow was till recently the honorary chairperson of the Institute of Competitiveness India, which has been recognized by the Institute of Strategy and Competitiveness at Howard Business School. In fact, this fellow was also given the Competitiveness Hall of Fame Award by Howard University. HRD Ministry brought this fellow plagiarism to the notice to Michael Porter, professor of Howard Business School and an authority on competitiveness, requesting him that the Indian affiliate should be dissociated, as well as the Competitiveness Hall of Fame Award and any other recognition be withdrawn. So now you can see, whatever we have earned, the awards, recognition, all may go in vain, including our dignity, if we plagiarize the things in academic writing. In another case, a former university vice chancellor has been accused of plagiarism, and this news was flashed on February 25, 2015. Former Delhi University Vice Chancellor was arrested and sent to Tihar Jail after his professor fellow complained of plagiarism and illegally using a chemical substance from the university's science lab. That professor had accused the Vice Chancellor of plagiarizing his paper on biotechnology. So dear learners, so far we have covered concept of plagiarism, importance and consequences of plagiarism. We have also covered why do we plagiarize and the different reasons behind the plagiarism and different types of plagiarism. We have also discussed few case studies and its consequences. So, please go through from the suggested further readings and do take part in our discussion forum if you have any query regarding the content of this module.